皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Lesson Season 2 Lesson 44 Watch Repairs。ナオミ先生、腕時計を持ってますか？
はい、持ってます。いい腕時計を持ってます。
Yeah, what a nice watch you have. 腕時計ですね。
はい、ピーターさんは腕時計を持っていますか？
持っていません。I use my 携帯。
ああ、あとは、you might use your 腹時計ね。
ありがとうございます。どうぞ、説明してください。Please explain to everybody what that is.
しまった。腹時計。腹 means stomach.時計 is watch. So your stomach tells you what time it is according to how hungry you are.
Yeah, I like that. Up, it's 3 o'clock.
そうそうそう。
Interesting. One more time.
腹時計。
All right. So as you can tell, today we're talking about watches. Now today's grammar points are noun plus
に
and verb plus
のに。
And as you'll see, we're introducing this today because they can be used in the same way.We'll take a look at this in our grammar section. Now, today's conversation is between
お客さん and 店員
customer and a shop clerk. The customer wants to repair his watch, so he goes to a department store and speaks to a shop clerk. And as this conversation takes place between a shop clerk and a customer, you will hear polite Japanese. All right, with that said, here we go.
すいません。この腕時計を修理してもらいたいのですが。
はいはい、どれですか？
これです。
ああ、これは部品を取り寄せないとダメですね。
修理にどれぐらいかかりますか？
部品を取り寄せるのに4日、修理に3日かな。来週の水曜日には出来上がると思いますよ。
お値段はいくらですか？
4万3000円になります。
新しいの買うので結構です。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
すいません。この腕時計を修理してもらいたいのですが。
はいはい。どれですか？
これです。
ああ、これは部品を取り寄せないとダメですね。
修理にどれくらいかかりますか？
部品を取り寄せるのに4日、修理に3日かな。来週の水曜日には出来上がると思いますよ。
お値段はいくらですか？
4万3000円になります。
新しいの買うので結構です。
次は英語が入ります。
すいません。この腕時計を修理してもらいたいのですが。
Excuse me, I'd like this watch repaired.
はいはい、どれですか？
Yes, which one is it?
これです。
This one.
ああ、これは部品を取り寄せないとダメですね。
Oh, we'd have to order a part.
修理にどれぐらいかかりますか?
How long will it take for parts?
部品を取り寄せるのに4日、修理に3日かな。来週の水曜日には出来上がると思いますよ。
It'll take 4 days to get a hold of the part and 3 days for repairs perhaps. I think it'll be done by next Wednesday.
お値段はいくらですか?
How much will it cost?
4万3000円になります。
It'll be 43,000 yen.
新しいの買うので結構です。
That's okay. I'll just buy a new one.
Naomi 先生、このような経験をしたことありますか? Have you had some kind of experience like this?
はい、あります。私はデジタルカメラを修理しようとしました。
Ah, so you had a digital camera repaired.
はい、でもやめました。
Why'd you stop?
修理の値段は高かったんです。
So it was expensive to have it repaired.
はい。
いくらでしたか?
2万円ぐらい。
So about 20,000 yen?
はい。
Yeah, so for about the same price, you can get a new camera.
I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
ねえ、ちょっと、なんでしょう。会社のコンスピラシーみたいな。
わざとでしょ? Like, they do it on purpose.、うん、they make the repair price、うん、high enough so that they force you to buy a new one.
そうかも。
だろ?
多分。大丈夫?スポンサーとかつかなくならないですか?
Okay, so...With that said, let's take a look at some of the vocab in today's lesson. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
修理
Repairing, mending.
修理修理
Next.
部品
Parts, accessories.
部品部品
Next.
取り寄せる
To order, to send away for.
取り寄せる取り寄せる
Next.
かかる
To take, as in time.
かかるかかる
Next.
出来上がる
Something to be ready.
出来上がる出来上がる
Next.
値段
Price, cost.
値段値段
Now, this 値段In today's dialogue, it is used with お
値段。お値段。お値段。
Next.
結構。
Well enough. No thank you.
結構。結構。
Let's take a closer look at some of these words. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
修理。
To repair. This is a noun meaning repair. So how would we say something like shoe repair?
靴 is shoes. So, 靴の修理.
So, we have the thing followed by the possessive particle followed by repair. So, literally, shoes repair.
靴の修理.
When you want to talk about repairing something, that thing that will be repaired comes first as a noun, and then の修理 stays the same.
So, コンピューターの修理.
Computer repair. Computer repairing.Repairing a computer. Now, if we want to make this into a verb, can we add suru to this?
そうですね。修理する or 修理をする。Either one is fine.
Now, Naomi-sensei, here, how would I say to repair a computer?
コンピューターを修理する。
So we have the computer marked by the object marking particle を followed by
修理する。
Repair and the verb to do, suru. To repair.The word, the noun, 修理 followed by suru, making it into a verb. Now, there's another way to do this too, right?
コンピューターの修理をする。
So here, the object marker is marking the whole phrase, コンピューターの修理. Then we have suru, the verb, after the object marker. So both ways to say this are all right.
コンピューターを修理する。コンピューターの修理をする。
Okay, next we have.
かかる
To take, as in time, to take time. Naomi-sensei, where does this appear in today's dialogue?
修理にどのくらいかかりますか?
And our translation was, how long will it take for repairs? But this sentence could have a different meaning, right?
はい、そうなんですね。This could mean, how much will it cost for repairs?
Again, this kind of goes back to the taxi example. How much, how long?We're not sure which one we're talking about.
そうなんです。
So, kakaru has two meanings, and they have the same pronunciation. Naomi-sensei, as a native speaker, do you have some insight into this, or...?
難しいですよね。でも、what I always do is put subject with が in front of かかります。
Can you give us two examples?
はい。修理にどのくらい時間がかかりますか?
How long will it take for the repair? So it's very clear.
修理にどのくらいお金がかかりますか?
How much will it cost for repairs? So by adding the subject and the subject marking particle が, things become very clear.
そうですね。This is what I usually do.
Yes, because you are very kind. Now, I must admit, I think a lot of the speakers out there would not take the time to put the subject in.
ああ、そうね。
But we're going to go into this in greater detail in the grammar points. So hang on just one more minute. Before that, there's one more thing we want to take a look at. Naomi-sensei, onegaishimasu.
結構です。
Again, another vague expression.
ごめんなさい。
This could mean no thank you or that's good. It just really depends on the context. So imagine you're at an expensive French restaurant. You choose the wine and the sommelier, the wine steward,and pour some wine for tasting. You tasted and you liked it. You would probably say,
結構です。
That's fine. Now, flip it around. Say you're at a diner and you had a cup of coffee and the waiter comes and asks if you want another cup. If you don't want more, you can say,
結構です。
I'm fine. So this is another one that has two meanings depending on the context.
Same pronunciation.
I tend to use this one to politely decline things.
でも、いいですという意味で、結構です is often used.
Let's not even talk about いい because that one is really confusing.
そうですね。
We have to have a whole lesson on that one. For now, we're just going to cover this. Okay, let's take a quick look at the grammar point. Now, today's grammar point is...
のに
To indicate the purpose or aim. It is used in a structure like in its plain non-past form plus...
のに
And this is equivalent to do.Which indicates the purpose. For example, let's take a look at today's dialogue.
取り寄せるのに4日。
It will take 4 days to get it.
In this sentence, かかります is dropped.
It's inferred.
はい、そうですね。So the original sentence should be 取り寄せるのに4日かかります。
So to get this back, it will take 4 days. Now, I want to give you a little bit of a hint here. We kind of talked about how we weren't sure without the subject.Kakaru can be a bit ambiguous, a bit vague. We're not sure what it really means. However, when a plain non-past verb appears before no ni, the nuance of the sentence is time. So how much time will it take? So that's the nuance that we have. Let's have another example.
この本を読むのに2日かかりました。
It took 2 days to read this book. In today's dialogue, we had a related structure, noun plus ni. Where did that appear?
修理にどのくらいかかりますか?
How long will it take for the repairs? Now, here we have noun, 修理 plus
に.
We can also, as we said, we can also add する to make 修理 into a verb. In this case, we have
修理するのにどのくらいかかりますか?
How long will it take for repairs? Now, plain non-past verb plus のに works across the board. This works for all the structures.Noun plus ni works sometimes.
Depends on the noun.
It depends on the noun. So if you're not sure, go with the verb. Okay? 例えば、Naomi-sensei, how long will it take to memorize the 常用漢字?
漢字を覚えるのに、
一生かかります。
常用漢字は not too bad.
Not your whole life?
常用でしょ? Only for regular
yeah.
life. だったら、まあ、10年ぐらい?5年ぐらいかな
interesting. Can we come up with the sentence, のに一生かかります So it takes your whole life.
はい。じゃあ、サンプルセンテンスね。ピーターさんの机を掃除するのに一生かかります。
So it will take my whole life to clean my desk.
そうそうそうそう。
まあ、それ以上。
Peter's desk.ね、
それ以上でしょ More than that.
そうですね。
Okay, how about this? 世界回るのに一生かかります。
全部の国を回るのに一生かかります。
That's what I wanted to say. So I said to go around the world will take a whole life. But Naomi-sensei read my mind. 心読まれました。And came up with the sentence, it will take a whole life to visit all the countries of the world.もう一度お願いします。
全部の国を回るのに一生かかります。
All right. I think that's going to do for today.
はい。
Don't forget to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Pick up the PDF. Inside the PDF, a very detailed write-up of today's lesson. And today's lesson is a very, very important grammar point. Especially if you're going to take the JLPT in the coming weeks, this grammar point will surely be on there.
そうですね。JapanesePod101 は日本語を勉強するのに便利です。
So, JapanesePod101.com is useful for studying Japanese.
のに。
のに。 So, inside the Learning Center, more tools to bring everything together. Again, try out that voice recording software, my favorite feature. Go into today's lesson, listen to the line by line, then use the voice recording feature to practice speaking, record your voice, and then listen back. This will really help with your pronunciation. All right, that's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また。
すいません。この腕時計を修理してもらいたいのですが。
はいはい、どれですか？
これです。
ああ、これは部品を取り寄せないとダメですね。
修理にどれぐらいかかりますか？
部品を取り寄せるのに4日、修理に3日かな。来週の水曜日には出来上がると思いますよ。
お値段はいくらですか？
4万3000円になります。
新しいの買うので結構です。